are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
How do we go, everybody? Locked On Lions for a Thursday, August 6th, and a Friday, August 7th. Matt Derry with you. Thank you for listening and joining us right here as we talk Detroit Lions football, brought to you today by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. Coming up on the show today, is the day. 4 o'clock has come and gone with the deadline for players to opt out of the season or not for the NFL. We'll tell you how many Detroit Lions did so today and what the final list looks like. We'll do that on the show today. Also, this afternoon, we talk to Adam the Z-Man Zelek. I promised you Adam Zelek last week. My good buddy who I worked with for many years at both 97.1 The Ticket and 105.1. Adam Zelek now is a radio guy in Kalamazoo, hosting a variety of different roles and shows at 106.5 in KZU and also 1660 The Fan. We'll get his thoughts on the Lions. I want to talk some actual football. Everything's COVID every day. So we'll talk with the Z-Man coming up a little bit here on the program. Also, Taylor Decker spoke today, and it seems like the Lions might have a card that they're going to play that they feel will really help them with their offensive line. All of that this afternoon on this very program. You find us on Twitter, of course, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. All right, news of the day before we talk to Adam. Number one, the NFL COVID list has been released in terms of the players that opted out or opted in for the season. And if players opted out, they had until 4 o'clock today to do so. A couple of names today, a former Lion actually today, Jaguars cornerback Rashawn Melvin, the former Lion, opting out. Bucks tackle Brad Seaton opting out. Lucas Niang of the Chiefs. Jets wide receiver Josh Doctson. Those guys were the late adds here late in the day. But as far as the Lions go, it is just three guys that will not play this coming season for Detroit. John Atkins, the defensive tackle. Geronimo Allison, the wide receiver, and center Russell Boudin. Those guys are all opting out, and that's it. So only the Lions that have opted out are three, those three players. So everybody else is in, accounted for, and ready to go and want to play in 2020. Players that have elected to opt out, and I'll continue to say this, I commend them for doing it. Not an easy decision. Taking money off the table. You're not going to have their livelihood, not going to have their first love, because for most of these guys, football is their first love. And to not play and to elect to choose family and their health over football, I commend these guys for it. And I know there are fans that are upset about it, and there are fans that get ticked off, and there are fans that say, oh, you're soft, or it's this COVID thing. No, let me tell you something. These players have done a lot of thinking about it, and have certainly put a lot of thought into it. And, you know, I have no beef with it. I have no issue with it at all. So that's the list. Three players, John Atkins, Geronimo Allison, Russell Boudin. Those are the three players that will not be back this season, at least with the Lions, but can all return next year if they so choose. So that's the list right there. Now, I mentioned Boudin earlier. The Lions have, of course, a new-look offensive line. They will return two of their starters, Frank Ragnow at center, possibly three if you want to count Joe Dahl at left guard and Taylor Decker at left tackle. Now, there's no guarantee that Dahl is going to be the starting left guard. That is no lock by any stretch of the imagination. Many feel maybe the rookie Logan Stenberg can beat him out. The Lions, I figure, would hope that Jonah Jackson would be at right guard. And, of course, Vaitai, Big V, the signee, free agent signee from the Eagles, will be at right tackle. But today, starting left tackle Taylor Decker was made available to the media as the Lions have started some workouts, of course, showing up to Allen Park. But for now, at least, it is week two again of COVID-19 testing. But Taylor Decker said something interesting today. When discussing what this offensive line is going to look like, and he thinks that Hank Fraley, who has been the assistant O-line coach the previous 2 years, is going to take a big step forward and do a great job replacing Jeff Davidson, who, of course, stepped down back in January. Now, when we've graded out the Lions offensive line, when we've quoted Pro Football Focus and everybody else, we've never sat here and said that the Lions have had a dominant offensive line or even a top 10 offensive line. But Decker today was kind of asked about, you know, the line and everything else. And he talked a lot about Hank Fraley. Quote, "I think it'll be great. I'm super excited for Hank. We were so excited when he got the job. He deserves it because the dude works really, really hard. We've seen the hours he puts in as the assistant O-line coach behind the scenes. So we're excited to have old Hank. He's going to have that insight for the guys, especially playing on the inside from a player's perspective. He knows the guys in the room. There's a level of familiarity, and the guys are comfortable around him, comfortable enough to ask questions," end quote. So, you know, again, the Lions, you know, need to be improved up front if they want to take that next step. Taylor Decker needs to improve and is in a contract year. We'll ask Adam about it. You know, I think Frank Ragnow at center is very, very good. Can he become a dominant player there? But you look at some of the numbers, you know, the folks at Pride of Detroit brought this up today. Where is it? Per ESPN, the Lions' pass blocking was average 15th in pass block win rate. And their run blocking was 21st in the league with just 4.1 yards per carry. So that's got to improve. We talk so much about Stafford and the weapons and everything else. But what about the O-line becoming really, really good? You know? Yeah, for the most part, they've kept Stafford upright and they've done a nice job. But, you know, the second and ones and third and ones where this team can't even get a yard, it's become an old bit. And it's become something that's frustrating. And that's why I'm rooting for Stenberg to win the left guard spot and for Jackson to win the right guard spot and have two rookies in there. Maybe two of them are going to be ass kickers, man. Maybe Bob Quinn's hit some home runs. I could be wrong. You know, Joe Dahl's solid. He's fine. But aren't we tired of solid and fine? And, you know, Hank Fraley played in the league for 11 years. He was a center, played some guard, and is a guy that when he was with the Eagles had a mean streak at times. And so, you know, Jeff Davidson kind of made the rounds, and he had been a longtime O-line coach around the league. But this is kind of a new guy that gets an opportunity to step in, gets a promotion, and if he does the job and becomes a, you know, highly thought-after assistant coach that has moved the needle with this O-line, it's only going to make this team that much better. Because we know they got running backs. I like the three running backs they have, if Kerryon could stay healthy. DeAndre Swift, Bo Scarborough, to me, was underrated last year. Not, you know, nothing special, but a nice find by Bob Quinn that could run some people over. So I'm excited to see what Hank Fraley does. And here's players already talking about how comfortable they are with him, even if they're just doing Zoom calls and individual workouts. But they like what they've seen from him, and they know him from the past couple of years. So I'm excited about that, and we'll see where that takes us. That's for sure. All right, we're going to talk to the Z-Man, Adam Zelick, coming up momentarily right here on Locked On Lions. First, though, rockauto.com. Who's buying auto parts? I might need to buy a new battery for my wife's car. If that's the case, I know where I'm going. I'm going to rockauto.com to save money and to get that thing delivered right to my door, right? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics, do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they are reliably low, all right? They always offer the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like the airlines do. Don't get caught up in that. Go to RockAuto.com today. They're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They've got everything. Batteries, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil. You want it, you can get it at ROCK, rockauto.com. Their catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. It's great. So go there right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And then write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, I promised I would bring this guy on. Love talking to Detroit Lions with him if you are on the west side of the state. Am I getting that right, Adam? West side of the state?
Yes, the west side, southwest side, whatever you'd like.
From FM 106.5 and 1660, The Fan in Kalamazoo, it's our buddy Adam Zelick, the Z-Man. Worked with him at the Ticket, worked with him at 105.1. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, it's good. Thanks for having me on. It's good to finally, be talking with you again. And, yeah, we had some good times together. There we go. Two stations together.
Yeah. How'd that work out for both of us?
you win some, you lose some. What can you do?
Hey, as Richard Christie once said, good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we had fun when you filled in back in the day. All right, so Lions, Adam, I know you listen to the podcast. I've spent so much time talking about COVID and Stafford's positive test and then the fake positive and all this stuff. But if they get on the field, a lot of people are on this team's bandwagon. Are you buying what some of the national people are saying about this team?
Oh, boy. I can't say I'm buying, but I'm trying to get myself there. That's the thing. The offense, some experts are saying it could be the best in the division. I mean, it really could be. If Stafford's healthy, they have a lot of weapons. Hockenson has a good year. They could be great. Now, the wild card there is the offensive line. We don't know what to expect. But the defense, is there any reason we have to feel any better about this defense this year? I mean, they're not very good. I still don't feel confident in the pass rush. They maybe got a little bit better there. But it's just, this defense, I think, stinks, and it won't matter how good the offense is. I'm not buying, but I think they at least can compete. They've at least been lucky with, they haven't got opt-outs and things. They've been lucky that way. So I'm not buying, but I'm not going to say they're going to win only three games. How about that?
Let's start with, like you said, the offense. If Stafford is healthy, and now you add DeAndre Swift, and you've got hopefully a healthy Kenny Golladay, and you mentioned, you brought up Hockenson. That's kind of the wild card, but I do think this team can score points if Stafford's healthy. I don't think that anybody can argue that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we should hope and assume that he will be healthy. I mean, really, he's shown over his career now that he has been. Last year was rough, but we hope that's a fluke. So, yeah, if he's healthy, I mean, he's got weapons. Galladay's a beast. He could easily be a top three receiver in the league this year. Marvin Jones, solid. And even old man Amendola could still be good. And that's it. Hockenson really showed some signs last year. Of course, second year for guys like that, it's usually tough. But yes, the offense really could be good. If Stafford's healthy, sky is the limit with this offense, for sure.
Adam Zelick with me from 106.5 in Kalamazoo, 1660, The Fan as well. Interesting, they've made players available to the media, and over the last 2 days, it was Jared Davis yesterday, and then today Taylor Decker. Both guys could be playing for their last years with the Lions. Decker in year five does not have a contract for next year. He's a free agent, and of course they took Jared Davis's option away, so this is it for him. But you mentioned the O-line. I mean, if Decker wants to get paid, he's got to be a more highly ranked than the 22nd best left tackle in the league, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's what's hard to say. I mean, both those guys, big wild cards on this team. Jared Davis, he weighs 245 or something now? He's been eating donuts or whatever he's been doing.
Apparently, he's the next Lawrence Taylor, blitzing linebacker.
Yeah, great, great, wonderful. We'll see. I mean, both these guys do have potential. They've showed signs of being good, but then they've also been terrible at times. So I think it's a good thing, though. You got guys in contract years. That's usually a good thing if you're going to get something out of them. And we'll see. But, yeah, especially Decker, I think, is the biggest one. If that offensive line, plain and simple, has to protect Stafford. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And if Taylor Decker has a good year, then they have a chance. They have a chance.
Frank Ragnow is a guy that people say is the next, I'm not saying future star, but if you had a guess, and I did this segment last week with future Pro Bowlers, they might actually have something in their center, which would be a rarity in this town.
Yes, it would, and that's good. That's where it starts. That's supposed to be the leader of the offensive line. I mean, obviously, again, back to Taylor Decker, you want to have a good left tackle, very important. But they have something there. I mean, that's a successful draft pick, the guy that's growing with the team and getting very good. So at least you have something there. You hope the rest falls in line. I mean, you have some young linemen. It's that right side of the line is, it's going to be risky, and you hope the running backs help. We talked about Swift, how big of an impact can he have? Kerryon Johnson, we really, It's hard to even know what to expect there. But, yeah, Frank Ragnow, I think, is the one guy you can trust on that line. Everyone else, though, I think it's let's see what happens.
Adam Zellick with me from Kalamazoo. You're on 1660 The Fan and also 106.5 FM. You mentioned the defense before. Now that Slay is gone, in your mind, who's the best player on this defense right now?
That is tough. That's the thing. I don't think you can trust anybody. I mean, you can't say Okuda just because he's a rookie. You can't trust a rookie corner. If I had to pick somebody, I guess I got to go with Trey Flowers. Is that terrible? I mean, he's got to step up big this year. They have pretty high expectations for him. Got to get a pass rush. I mean, if they're going to have any chance on defense, they got to get somebody rushing the passer. I got to say Trey Flowers is my pick.
It's interesting because, ESPN did their ranking of linebackers, and Jamie Collins made the top 10 at 8. So you look up and you go, wait a minute. The Lions spent a lot of money on this dude, and when he was in New England, he was fine, but when he was in Cleveland, he was terrible. That's another wild card where if he plays like he played under Belichick, that's exactly what the Lions need right now is a guy flying around the football.
Well, if everybody they had played like they did under Belichick, this team would be in great shape. But yeah, that's an interesting one. I know they have him highly ranked. I think he's a little overrated there. But again, it's another guy. He said wild card. There's a lot of these guys that really have some potential there, and they could play well. But again, this isn't Belichick. This isn't New England, and a lot of the guys that we've hoped would perform like they have really haven't yet.
Adam Zellick with me from Kalamazoo. You mentioned the pass rush before. That's why I like the pick of Julian Okwara. I know his brother Romeo did not have the type of year last year that he had 2 years ago, but that's another X factor, I guess, is, all right, you got to rely on a rookie to maybe get to the quarterback. Somebody has to. And I also think the scheme has to improve, Adam. I mean, how many times were you and I texting last year during games? They're rushing three guys and dropping eight, and it wasn't working.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you're not stopping the pass. They didn't. Obviously, last year they were terrible stopping the pass. So what is it? One, you need a little better secondary. Well, they address that somewhat. You lose Slay, but Trufant and Okuda could, they should be okay. We'll see. But you need pass rushers. That's number one most important thing on defense in today's game, I mean, for the most part. And like you said, that's it. Three guys rushing the pass there. There's no pressure. Even the worst quarterbacks in the league were standing back there all day and making throws. You got to have somebody rush the passer. Hopefully the Okwara brothers get something going. I mean, at least they have some guys to rotate there. You get some fresh bodies. Maybe they can get some kind of pressure this year.
I'm all for them signing Everson Griffin. I know no teams right now are really working out or signing any of these free agents that remain, and obviously Clowney's the biggest name. I don't see the Fords cutting a check for Jadeveon and Clowney, but a guy like Everson Griffin, if they get close to September 13th and the opener against the Bears, if we have football, that could be a guy that I would sign. But again, with COVID and with everything else, you never know.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Nobody's really signing anybody. But, why not? I mean, again, they're so desperate for pass rushers. A good experienced guy, of course, some in the division, obviously. And take a chance on some guys. On this defense, forget we already got 30 former New England Patriots. I absolutely take a chance on Griffin. And I agree with you, too. Clowney, I don't think they're cutting that check anytime soon.
All right, so you look at the division. Green Bay had a great year last year, but there's no way they win 13 games again. I've said it before. People are on the Lions bandwagon, but I still say Minnesota's the best team with the GM and coach combo that they have, and they won a road playoff game last year in New Orleans. That would be the team to me that would win this thing if I was a betting man. What about you?
I agree. I also, though, the Packers, that offense is just, you got Aaron Rodgers, although we'll see. I mean, he seems a little upset right now with what's going on over there. But I say I'll take the Packers. I think the Packers are going to win it, but it's a two-horse race between those two teams. And then hopefully the Lions finish above the Bears. That's what you got to hope for.
But I think you're in agreement with me that as far as the offseason goes, I don't know what the Packers are doing. That surprised me.
Absolutely. I mean, you got this, what you'd think is one of the best quarterbacks. Give him some weapons, cater to him, do whatever he says, basically. And they made some very interesting moves. And it's just never a good look. When you got a guy, a quarterback you believe in, you got to give them everything you can. And why upset them? It just doesn't make any sense.
All right, so September 13th, the Bears are supposed to be here. Are we playing football? If you had to put some money down,
I don't have much hope for most other sports going on right now. But I think the NFL doesn't care. I just don't think they care.
No.
I think they'll get it done no matter which way they have to do it. If they have to spend the money and go play on the freaking moon, I think they will. I think they'll get this season, or at least as much as they can to consider it a season. I think they'll get it done. So yes, I actually have some hope for the NFL.
I saw today Tom Brady did his first press conference, and he had the Tampa Bay Bucks backdrop behind him. He was wearing the TB12 hat.
I love Brady. I mean, I'm lathered up in the Buccaneers butter.
Are you? Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That team's loaded. That team is loaded. They are loaded.
They're good. That offense should be good. Defense should still be solid. I can't wait for that.
They have one guy. Levante David is one of my favorite players in the league. And you put him in the middle on the Lions instead of Jared Davis, I think we'd have something here. That kid's a beast.
Well, at least be something. I at least think, maybe we have a top 20 defense at least.
So you're on the Bucks bandwagon. All right.
You got to be. I mean, come on. That's why, like, more than anything, you got to have a season, just because we can't be robbed of another Tom Brady season and a Gronk season, right?
Yeah, I guess. They're not your B team, though, are you? You're still a Lions guy.
Oh, the B team. You know what? Yes, they are absolutely.
No, come on. Don't sell out. That's
what. Well, you got what? Am I not allowed to have a B team at all, or I can't pick the Bucks? Which one is it?
It's the whole B team topic I've said before. I'm always against it.
You're gotta... against the B. What are you supposed to do with the Lions? You have to have a B team. It can be far down, like, you know, there's A and then a good gap between B, but you got to have it.
What else
am I going to do after week three? Come on.
Oh, jeez. That's too. Although we did used to work with a guy that liked the Mets and Yankees. I mean, what was that?
Oh, God, stop it.
Hey, I'm a Devils fan. No, I'm a Rangers fan. How is that possible?
Well, you pick whoever's doing well. You jump on the bandwagon. No. You know what? I guess I don't blame them. If you got options, then you take them, sure.
Can you imagine? I think it's week 16, Lions and Bucks at Ford Field. If that ends up having to have some meaning to it, I don't want to hear anything about Tampa Bay out of your mouth that week.
Well, look, if it has some meaning to it, for the Lions, then absolutely. Go punch Tom Brady, break his legs. I don't know about that. But take him out, fine. But we both know there won't be any meaning to that game.
Jeez, you're on fire today. Adam Zelick, 1660 in Kalamazoo, 106.5 FM. Great catching up, brother. We'll have to do it again.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Adam Zelick. As I mentioned before, the Z-Man used to work with him here in Detroit at The Ticket and also at 105.1. That'll do it for another week of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And we'll talk to you again on Monday.